appreciate Calvary.
Oh, yeah.
Thankful for what the Lord's done for me. Thankful to be here tonight. Let's pray real hard for me tonight. If you got your Bibles, Matthew chapter 7. We'll start reading in verse 13. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13. And the Bible says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, we come to you, Lord. Lord, just thanking you again, Lord, for the day, Lord. Thanking you, God, for your mercy, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your grace. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Calvary, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for, Lord, just blotting out our sins, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, for being such a good God. God, you know my heart tonight, Lord. You know, Lord, I need your help, Lord. Lord, I know what I am, Lord, nothing, Lord. And Lord, without your help, Lord, I know nothing will get accomplished tonight, Lord. Nothing will get done. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just come down, Lord, and anoint us from on high. Lord, I pray, Lord, you just help us preach. God, I pray, Lord, you just help the church tonight, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, if there's any, Lord, that's lost, Lord, or needs you, Lord, in any way, Lord, you'll just draw them, Lord, and convict them. Lord, show them where they're at, Lord. One more time, Lord, we ask you, Lord. Lord, please help us tonight, Lord. I need you. We thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been pondering on this scripture for some time, and honestly, in some of the messages I preached, I've hit on it a little bit, and I've sat down and really read it a few times the last little bit, and really what I want to start at is verse 13. It says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, for many there be which go in thereat." And I thought, man, I mean, we can look around. And I thought, man, wide is the gate. I thought, man, everybody's going the same way. And I thought, man, us as Christians, we ought to be going a different way. Hey, I tell you what, we ought not be going the way everybody else goes. I mean, it's leading to destruction. It says, broad is the way. It says, and many there be which go in thereat. And I thought, man, first of all, I thought, man, how many times and how many places we go and we go out visiting and door knocking and how many doors we knock on and we say, hey, are you a Christian? Are you saved? Are you born again? And they'll say yes. Say, where you go to church? And I mean, they might hit around and miss and tell you something. Or I'll tell you what, they say, well, I ain't been in a while. But I tell you what, I mean, broad is the way. Wide is the gate that leadeth unto destruction. I tell you what, I thought, man, if you're born again, if you're truly born again, hey, there ought to be a desire down in your heart to be at the church house. Hey, there ought to be a desire to do the things of God. And I thought, man, I tell you what, all these people, they're just going on, just going like everybody else, just going with the flow. Yeah. It says many. Many. I tell you what, people get upset in today's time if you tell them they're going to go to hell. I mean, they don't like it. But I tell you what, I want people to know the truth. hey, without Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you will die and go to hell. I don't care if everybody else is going this way. I don't care if everybody else says, well, I said a prayer. I don't care if everybody else says, well, I go to church on Sunday. I tell you what it's going to take. It's going to take Jesus Christ. It's going to take Him crucified. It's going to take you realizing that you're a sinner and you're on your way to hell. And I tell you what, and you're going to have to come to Him. I tell you what, we get so mixed up. And well, when I was 7 years old, I said a prayer one time. And I tell you what, never changed. I tell you what, lived like the devil for years. And I tell you what, you go talk to people, well, I'm saved. I tell you what, listen to everything on the radio, watch everything on the TV. I mean, lie, cuss, cheat, and steal. Well, I said a prayer one time. Hey. I tell you what, if we're truly born again, there'll be a change in our lives. But it says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, but few. I don't know about you. I start reading that sometimes, and honestly, it worries me. Because I'm like, few. Lord, am I one of those few? Hey, I want to be sure. I mean, Kevin says it, and it's true. Make your calling and election sure. It's in the Bible. I tell you what, you better make sure because it says few. Few be there that find it. Hey, you better make sure you're one of the few. You better make sure you're just not going with the flow. I tell you what, just because you said a prayer, just because you come to Amazing Grace Baptist Church, hey, just because you act like a Christian, hey, just because you might listen to Christian music, hey, I tell you what, just because you might read a devotional once a day, hey, that don't mean you're saved. Hey, it says few, you better make sure. Hey, I want to be sure I'm going to heaven. Man, it says few. Man, I thought in the grand scheme of things, I mean, I don't know how many people's on the earth, but few to us may be a pretty good number. But I thought, man, if we just took Amazing Grace Baptist Church tonight and we started looking around in here and we said a few of us are going, well, that's scary, ain't it? Maybe this side right here is going. I would say just this side's a few compared to the rest of us. We better be sure. We better make sure tonight. I thought about the rest of this scripture. It says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. And I've been in churches, and I know yous have too. And man, you've been with people and thought, man, this is a good godly person right here. Man, year after year, man, stuff happens in the church. And you figure out this person that you thought, man, was way up here. Man, they're just a wolf. Man, they're just in there to tear down. We better be careful tonight. Beware. I'm getting somewhere with this. It says, ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes and thorns, or figs or thistles? It says, every tree that bringeth forth good fruit, says, even so every tree which bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. And I got to thinking, I heard a guy tell me one time, no fruit, no root. And, well, that is right to a point. But I got to thinking about this. It says you're going to bring forth good fruit or evil fruit. So really, you may have a root, but is it the right root? Is it Jesus? Are you rooted to Jesus? Are you rooted to the world? Are you rooted to the church? Are you rooted to some feller you call a pastor? Are you really rooted and grounded? He said, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, and every tree evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So I got to thinking about, man, there's deceivers. I got to thinking about that wolf in sheep's clothing. Man, we got to be watchful. It says, beware. We need to be watching out for this. But first of all, I'll get to my points. My first point is, if we're a Christian, if we've got the right fruit, we ought to be distinguished. We ought to be separated. The Bible says, be ye a separate people. And I tell you what, if you're around somebody long enough, you'll figure out what kind of fruit they have. Man, be separate people. I tell you what, we ought to be a separated people. We ought not be people of the world. Hey, and I was talking about going with the flow. Hey, I tell you what, when you go to your job, you ought to be different. Hey, you ought not talk like everybody else. Hey, you ought not walk like everybody else. Hey, there ought to be something different about you. Hey, I tell you what, you're on a different route. You're going to have some different fruit. Hey, I thought, man, we'll go to work. Man, they'll tell their dirty jokes and they'll do all this ungodly stuff. Boy, I'll tell you what, we'll just go right along with it. Hey, if you got the right root, there ought to be something different down on the inside. You ought to say, hey, you ought to tell them about Jesus. I thought, man, if you got the right root, hey, I'll tell you what, over in James it says, hey, we ought not, I'll just read it. Praise God, James chapter 3. It says, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therefore curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God, out of the same mouth proceeding blessing and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Doth the fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Right. Hey, I tell you what, if you're on the route of Jesus, hey, I tell you what, there ought to be some different water coming out of your fountain. Amen. Hey, I tell you what, it ought to be a sweet. Hey, I tell you what, it ought not be corrupt of the world. Man, I'm telling us, we ought to be a different people. Man, I can't get over this, the many and the few. And I tell you what, we just go right along with everything. Hey, I tell you what, you're few, you're going to be different. Hey, you're going to stand up. Hey, you're going to go against the crowd. Hey, it ain't going to be easy. But I tell you what, they persecuted Jesus. And boy, I tell you what, he said we'll have sufferings. I tell you what, nobody wants to stand up for the cause of Jesus. I tell you what, them people we work with, hey, I've been there too, huh? I know who I'm preaching to because I'm just like you. Yeah. Man, I've been there too. I tell you what, maybe just stick my hands in my pocket, put my head down, maybe not say nothing. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, they need to know the truth. Yeah. Hey, people need to know the truth. How are people going to know the truth if we don't tell them? Yeah. Man, Lord help us. Man, I thought about these people and us working with them, and we ought not just go right along with it. Where I was getting to, I was thinking, man, we're afraid of a little persecution. Hey, we're afraid if we stand up for the cause of Jesus, somebody might look at us cross-eyed. Somebody might say, hey, this feller's a weirdo. This feller's a fanatic. Boy, I tell you what, we can read in our Bible over there. I can't remember where it's at. I think it's in Peter. It says, if we suffer for Christ's sake, happy are ye. I thought, man, there's never been a time Christians, saved folk, are so miserable. I'll tell you what, walking around with our heads down. And I'll tell you why. Because we won't stand up for the cause.
Amen. That's right.
If you're on the route of Jesus, you ought not have corrupt fruit. You ought not have the same fruit as the world. I know what the Bible says. Some says that some bring forth 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. I understand that. But you ought to have some fruit. If you don't have as much fruit as Brother Kevin, I can understand that. They ought to be some fruit. They ought to be a difference. We ought to be distinguished. Yeah. And I got to thinking about the evil fruit. I got to thinking about what this says on down. It says, every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Man, people get so caught up. I mean, we can look back at the first of this chapter, and everybody can quote to you, judge not lest you be judged. And I tell you what, that's not talking about me just judging you. It's talking about if I'm doing the same things you are, and then I'm like, hey, you're doing this, I ought to get myself right, is what that's saying. I ought to get Matt Garrett right before I go over here and try to tell Joey Duvall to get right. Judge not lest you be judged. Hey, we ought to get ourselves right, and then we can help other people. But it says, you shall know them by our fruits. And I thought, man, we ought to be as distinguished, but we ought to be able to discern. Man, a lot of people get messed up on discern. I mean, the Bible talks a lot about discerning. I mean, discerning the spirits, discerning good and bad. Hey, and it tells us, I believe it is over in Hebrews, it's talking about, hey, I don't remember where it's at, it's somewhere in there. But it's talking about to be strong so you can discern between good and bad. If you look up the definition of discern, it means to judge. To judge. If your tree is hooked up to the wrong fruit, and all your fruit is corrupt, and I can look at that, I can tell. And you can say, he's judging me, or whatever the case is. I mean, we can look at the scripture after the scripture. I think it says discern. It says somewhere in Corinthians, the spiritual judges all things.
Yep.
Rightly divide the word of God. I tell you what, we got so many people taking one verse and we'll run with it. But I tell you what, we need to figure this thing out. Discern means to judge.
Yes, sir.
Boy, I tell you what, I've done said it. If you live like the devil for the last 20 years and you're going on a prayer, I tell you what, you better get things right.
Yes.
Man, I used to work with a feller. And he'd say things like, man, I try to read the Bible and I can't get nothing out of it. Well, I tell you what, he'd talk about every filthy movie on TV, knew every word to every country song. I thought, man, no wonder you can't get hooked up. You got to be hooked up to the right root. Man, we ought to discern. Wherefore, by their fruits, ye shall know them. We ain't judging people if they live like the devil. And we say, hey, you ought to get right. And they say, well, I am right. We can say, no. According to the King James Bible, it says over there in Corinthians, and I quote this verse all the time. I'm sure every time I've stood up here, I've quoted it more than likely. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So I tell you what, we ought to get hooked up to the right fruit. Now this last part bothers me real bad too. I thought, man, we ought to be distinguished. We ought to be able to discern. Mom talked about it. Few be there that find it. You know, there's people that's deceived. And I don't want people in Amazing Grace Baptist Church to think they got something. And I don't want Matt Garrett to stand up here and say, yeah, yuns are all right because you said a prayer. I've heard preacher after preacher say it, and I believe this. I'd rather stand up here and preach and make you doubt your salvation and you get right with the Lord, and you be right with the Lord, and stand up here and preach and say, yeah, you're all right because you do this, and you die and go to hell. I'd rather stand up here and make somebody doubt, and they come up here and be sure, be 100% sure you're going to heaven, than you be deceived. Because look at this crowd. It says, Lord, Lord. It says, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Hey, many people. Man, there's going to be a lot of them. Boy, I'm afraid there's going to be people that come to Amazing Grace Baptist Church and say, Lord, have I not stood up and testified? Lord, have I not done the devotion? Lord, have I not prayed a prayer? Lord, have I not stood behind the pulpit and opened up service? Lord, have I not done all these things? And he'll say, depart from me. Boy, that scares me. Don't it, you? Hey, don't you want people to go to heaven? Hey, don't you? Man, wouldn't we know if there's only a few of us in here tonight that's going to make it to heaven? Man, wouldn't we want to tell people? Hey, you better get right. Hey, the Lord's coming back. Hey, this is not a game. Hey, y'all not play church. Hey, y'all to make things right. Man, I don't care if you said I've been saved before. I don't care if you've been baptized 2 or 3 times. Man, I don't care if you think, man, what's Brother Kevin going to think about me? What's Josh going to think about me? What's Brother Nathaniel going to think about me? I don't care. Man, I don't want you to stand in front of the Lord one day and he'll say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Man, I want everybody in here to make it to heaven. Man, odds are, if we read that book, man, odds are that not 100% of us in this room tonight are going to make it. And man, there's a place, an awful place, called hell. Man, the rich man lifted his eyes up and he said he was full of torments. Man, there's an S on that thing. Man, it just wasn't one thing. Man, I believe he was tormented physically. Man, I believe it's mentally. Man, I believe it's, man, I believe we can't even imagine. We can't even comprehend. Man, that rich man, he just wanted one drop. Man, one little drop of water to cool his tongue. Man, God help us in Amazing Grace Baptist Church here tonight. Man, if you don't know, if you don't know, man, if you're not 100% sure, man, if you just got to think so, salvation. And I'm telling you, you ought to be sure. As many will say to me today, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied thy name? Thy name cast out devils. Thy name done many wonderful works. Hey, your good works ain't going to get you there. I don't care if you come to Amazing Grace Baptist Church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, for years. I don't care if you've come for 20 years. If you're not born again, you're not going to make it. And I was talking about having the right fruit, having the right root. I don't care if you witness to everybody you see. It won't get you there. I said, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And then thy name done many wonderful works. It ain't going to get you there. And he said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Never. Well, that can mess a lot of people up. They think they can have it once and lose it. Because he said, I never knew you. He didn't say, I knew you one time and you messed around and done something foolish. He said, I never knew you. I want you to be right tonight. I want us to be hooked up to the right root, first of all. I want us to be distinguished. I want us to be able to discern. Man, we need to discern. We need to discern the Bible. We need to discern the spirits. I tell you what, if somebody gets up here behind the pulpit, we need to figure out. It says, I thought about this with people that I worked with and people I know. I mean, my spirit will bear witness with their spirit. Hey, listen. If somebody starts talking to you about everything they've done, that's a red flag. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Hey, if I get up here and start talking about all the messages I've preached and everywhere I've been and what all I've done, it don't matter. One day I'm going to stand in front of the Lord and I want to be right. It's the Lord. Now listen. This is serious. Life and death matter. No game. It's not Mario Brothers. We're not going to die and have an extra life. Make sure. Make sure you're hooked up to the right route. Donnie, Josh, somebody, Alyssa, come get a song.